Heidi and Frank show. You may know this guy as Riley Poole, partner with Nicolas Cage in the National Treasure movie in 2004. It's probably where I first saw his face.
Yep.
He's done other stuff, but it's probably the first time I saw him. Plays Doug Billings in the Hangover films. Hangover 3 is set to, I don't know if it's done filming or
we'll
set to open
him.
Up.
Yeah.
I think he's on the phone with us. Hello, Justin.
Hey, Justin.
What is going on, Heidi and Frank?
How you doing, man?
I'm great. How you guys doing?
Look at all your success.
Good
it's
Lord.
Ridiculous. You're so busy.
I know. I'm the best.
You're awesome.
We think so around here anyway. So we were talking about Hangover 3. Is that movie already done, Justin?
Yes, it's coming out soon. It's coming out Memorial Day. We really got to promote this one. People don't even know if it's done. I feel bad.
So this time
it's coming out really soon.
There's no wedding, no bachelor party, so what could go wrong? It's just it's the Wolf Pack.
The Wolf Pack,
it's
man.
The Wolf Pack.
What could go wrong, Frank? What could go wrong? Famous last
words. Now, do you in like real your real everyday life, do you have your own little Wolf Pack? I mean, your group of guys?
Of course. My group of guys are children, though. They're 10-year-olds.
Isn't every group of guys?
Very much like the Catholic Church.
Oh, Justin.
Oh, is it too early?
No, it's never too early around here.
Hell no. We've already been up an hour.
We've said worse.
The show that you're on now on NBC, The New Normal, it's the season finale is tonight at 9 p.m., and you play David. On the show, one of the lead characters is part of a gay couple, and you're not gay in real life, but you play an awesome gay guy, seriously.
He's a good actor.
You are an awesome gay guy.
Well, bless. Thank you so much.
Really.
Thank you. I think he's an awesome gay guy, too.
Really. There you go. No, we had Georgia King when the New Normal first started, we had Georgia King on the show, and I was like, I hope you like everybody you're working with, because this show's going to be on for a long time. It's a great show, Justin.
Oh, from your mouth to my accountant's ears. thank you very much. You know, we're very proud of it. I mean, we really love the show, and we think that, you know, as first seasons of shows go, it could be our last season, you never know, but as first seasons go, we think that the quality has been pretty high, and we're very proud of the episodes we've shot.
No, it's the season finale, but it's still not too late to actually get on board with it. With things like, you know, you can go back and watch stuff later on. Give us a quick rundown of what the show's about.
Well, the show centers around a gay couple who decide to start a family. So they hire a surrogate, Georgia King, who you mentioned before, mm-hmm. who's a fantastic actress. And with Georgia comes some people in her family, including Ellen Barkin, who plays her grandmother, and B.B. Wood, who plays her daughter. And we all kind of live together. The fantastic NeNe Leakes is also in it. And we all kind of hang out, and you see how all of these different people from different backgrounds and parts of the country affect each other how we all evolve because of each other.
I love Ellen Barkin in the role as the mother of Georgia. I've always had a crush on her. Is she just fantastic in person?
She is fantastic, and I'll give you her number after.
Awesome. That would be amazing.
Yes. A little love connection.
Always had a crush on Ellen Barkin.
She's a sexy lady.
Yeah, she just reeks it.
I mean, come on. Mm-hmm.
We were talking earlier in the show just about everyday embarrassing moments, as far as like whether you had a booger in your nose or you sharted through your pants or something like that. Is there something that you can recall? Just like someone walking on you while you were using the bathroom, that you can recall an embarrassing moment that's happened to you, Justin?
I'm masturbating right now.
Well,
that's pretty embarrassing.
Oh. Well, for us.
Yep.
But I got to tell you, flattering.
Yes.
Very flattering that you feel relaxed enough while talking to us to do that. I like it.
Seriously, if not the first time.
I didn't realize that we were doing this interview right now. So I had to make a decision.
Yeah.
I had to make a decision whether to stop or to finish. Yeah. You know what? I chose to live my life.
This is how he relaxes before we actually do the real thing.
I like it.
Beforehand, he has to relax.
Otherwise, awesome. I have way too much energy.
Yeah.
No, it's great talking to you, and congratulations on all your success. Like I said, The New Normal is the one-hour season finale. It's tonight. It's at 9 p.m. Normally, New Normal is Tuesdays on NBC at 9:30, but tonight it's going to be at 9 p.m., so be sure and check it out, Justin Bartha. And then when Memorial Day weekend, when Hangover 3 comes out, you can check him out again as Doug Billings in The Hangover
Justin, you got to come in. You got to come in and hang out with
us. You live in L.A.? Where are you living right now?
I live in Laurel Canyon.
There you go. You got to come in.
What the hell?
Well, it's early, Frank. He's a big Hollywood movie star. They don't get it.
No. I would have absolutely come in. No one invited me.
What?
Sammy, I said, can we get Justin in? You said it's impossible. All right. No, next
we'd rather have you here.
I was not sent an invitation.
Come for Hangover 3.
Nothing.
It's an open invite, man. Whenever you want to come down and hang out with us, please do, okay?
And you can pleasure yourself here, too. We don't care.
Yeah,
masturbating there.
Yes, we don't care. We do.
We don't wear pants. It's no pants Tuesdays.
Oh, perfect.
You'll fit right in. Don't worry about it.
you will fit right in. Thank you so much, Justin.
Thanks, Justin.
Do you have a Twitter or anything people can follow you on? Twitter, anything you got?
What's that?
You have a Twitter handle that people can follow you? Or?
I don't. I'm not on any social media. But
how do you do that? How do you do that? How do you stay away from that kind of stuff?
You just don't sign up for it.
Damn it.
But obviously it seems like you almost have to because everyone has that. It's like a telephone number. It's like, how do you live without a telephone number? It's it's a Twitter handle. But congratulations because it is a pain in the ass.
That's impressive.
It is. It's a pain in the ass.
He's too busy anyway.
I love that we've gotten to a point where it's impressive not to have certain things.
I know.
It really
seriously.
Is. We applaud you.
It's pathetic.
Thank you, Justin.
Social media is amazing. It's just not my bag.
All right. Got it.
Thank you, man. Take care and good luck with everything. And be sure and come in anytime. 1-800-955-KLOS. We're going to take another break. Come right back. We are Heidi and Frank.
That was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.